Ecclesiastes chapter number 5. I want to share a thought or two with you this morning. I hope it will be a blessing to you. While you're turning in the Bible, I want to thank the Lord for His goodness, for all that the Lord has done, and all that He's doing. Now, you guys know that I do a football devotion over at the high school. And this past Thursday, they was six football players accepted Christ as their Savior. And I praise His name for that. And then Saturday morning at 8:30, I got to go to Mars Hill College and speak to the football team at Mars Hill. And there was about 70 or 80 football players there Saturday morning. And they was seven of those football players accepted Christ Saturday morning. So I thank the Lord for what He's doing. And it's a blessing to get to talk to those teams. And it was interesting. At Mars Hill, the president of the college was there. All of the coaches was there. The training staff was there. And the players was there. And it was a real blessing to get to speak at the college. And pray for me. They got three more home games. And the coach said he was going to ask to see if I could do a couple more of the devotions with the team. And if that works out, I sure do need the Lord's direction on what to do. Thank you for being here this morning. Let's stand together. Ecclesiastes chapter number 5. I want to look at a couple of verses in chapter number 5. And then we'll look at the first verse in chapter 6, and then we'll pray, all right? It says, "Behold, that which I have seen, it is good and comely for one to eat and to drink and to enjoy the good of all of his labor that he taketh under the sun all the days of his life, which God giveth him, for it is his portion. Every man also to whom God hath given riches and wealth and hath given him power to eat thereof, and to take his portion, to rejoice in his labor, this is the gift of God. For he shall not much remember the days of his life, because God answereth him in the joy of his heart." Look at verse number 1 of chapter 6. It says, "There is an evil which I have seen under the sun, and it is common among men." I'm interested in what's being seen here. You notice in verse number 18 of chapter 5, he said, "I've seen good and beautiful things." That's what the word comely means. But in verse 1 of chapter 6, he said, "I've seen evil." And he said, "It's common among men." I want to preach on what he was saying is good and what is being said here that is evil. But the title of the message is this morning. Think about this. The blessings of life. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for your goodness to us, for your spirit that's real in this place. I know there's been a lot of people through the singing and through the Spirit of God that's already got some help today. And I pray, Lord, that you would help me as I stand for this next few minutes of time. Fill me with your spirit. Speak to our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. You can be seated. I'm interested in the blessings of life. I am sensitive of the time. I see what time it is. I know that, but I want you to be sensitive to the Spirit this morning. I'm not going to take up your whole day, but I do want to share what God's laid on my heart. The first thing that I look at here is the good that has been seen. The good that has been seen. He speaks of the good and the comely things, the beautiful and the pleasant things as well. He speaks of food here, and he speaks of drink. In Ecclesiastes 2:24, it says, "There is nothing better for a man that he should eat and drink, and that he should make his soul enjoy good in his labor. This also I saw, that it was from the hand of God." And what is being said here in chapter 5 is that the blessings of life, all the blessings of life, and he mentions food and drink here, come from the blessings of God's hand. And I want to remind all of us today that every good gift and every perfect gift comes from above. Everything in our life that is good and blessings comes from the hand of God. And we see that here in this chapter number 5, that it's being reminded us to remember the blessings of the Lord. But not only to remember the blessings of the Lord, but be thankful for all that the Lord has blessed us with. He mentions food. He mentions drink. He mentions to enjoy the good of all of your labor, that is body and mind, and to enjoy the days of life. Notice he didn't say the years of life, but he says the days of life. And I want to remind you of how important it is that you enjoy this day. For this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen? Enjoy each day. We see that here in these verses. Because the days and the blessings come from the gifts of God. They come from the hand of God. And God gives them to us. Even our days are numbered, says Job 14 and verse number 5. This is good. This is a beautiful thing. And I want to remind you of all the blessings of life. Verse number 19 goes on to say, if you have riches, if you have wealth, if you have power, it's a gift of God. Verse number 20 goes on to say, the joy of the heart helps with a lot of the troubles in life. There's things in life that bring sorrow. There's things in life that brings tears. There's things in life that can cause you to be all upset. But I'm so thankful, as it said, and I heard as a young boy, it's like water on the bridge. You got to let it go and you got to move on and you got to enjoy the blessings that God has put in our lives. We see here as I'm studying the last of chapter number 5 that we need to rejoice in our labor. You've worked hard. You've worked hard. God's blessed you. God's give you blessings in life. You need to enjoy that. It goes on down into chapter number 6 and he says something here that really caught my attention. He said there is not only the good things that he sees, but then in chapter 6 he says there is an evil which I have seen. He said this evil's under the sun, and he says it's common among men. So we see the good that he saw. Now we see the evil that he has saw. This word common means that it's much. It means it's popular. It means it's often and plenty. In other words, what is being written here is everywhere that you look, you see this evil. Well, what is this evil that is being spoken of here in chapter number 6? It goes on in verse number 2 of this chapter and it says this, a man to whom God hath given riches, wealth, honor, so that he wanteth nothing for his soul, of all that he desired, yet God giveth him not power to eat thereof, but a stranger eateth it. This is vanity. It's an evil disease. I thought about that a lot and prayed about it. He said, I've seen good. I've seen blessings. I've seen things to eat, things to drink. I've seen that from labor, God's blessed us with his hand. I see that every gift, good gift, comes from God. But he says here in this chapter, I've seen riches, wealth, honor, wants nothing, and has no desire for more. Genesis 13:2 speaks of Abram. It says he was rich in cattle, silver, and gold. Psalm 73:7 said their eyes stand out with fatness. They have more than their heart could ever wish for. I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, but it says he has no power to eat thereof. What does that phrase mean? And why is it there? Does it say that they are unthankful for the blessings of God? I don't believe so. Does it say that they are unholy? And they can't receive the blessings of God? No, it said that God had given it to them. But I do believe this. I believe it is saying that they do not enjoy what God has given them. I have never seen a time like we're in now. This country that we live in is blessed far more than any other country in the world. Yet, we don't enjoy the blessings of God. We've got plenty to eat. We've got plenty to drink. We've got shelter. We've got clothing. But we don't enjoy it. I've never seen a time to where people don't enjoy spending time with their families. They didn't enjoy spending time with their kids. They can work all year long and labor and sweat and work all of them hours, yet take a week or 2 weeks and go on a vacation, don't even enjoy the vacation that they're on. Me and my family, if it works out, we're planning on maybe going down to Dollywood again before it gets too cold. We're planning on doing that. The last time that we did that, we got there. I was watching the people loading up on the tram as they was fixing to go in. Nobody was talking. Nobody was laughing. Nobody was smiling. I'm not talking about the tram coming out of the park. I'm talking about the one going in the park. And I'm thinking to myself, this place cost, what, $50, $60, $70 a person to get in? God's blessed you to be able to go and do that, yet you don't enjoy the blessings of God. I even thought about the spiritual blessings of God, salvation, that didn't cost us anything, but cost Jesus Christ everything, yet we don't even enjoy being saved. I think of God's mercy, God's forgiveness, God's unconditional love, God's grace. Yet as Christians, we don't even enjoy His mercy. We don't even enjoy the grace of God. We don't even enjoy the love of God in our Christian lives. We go through life. It's not that we're not thankful. We're thankful. We'll say thank you, Lord, for the food on our table. We'll say thank you, Lord, for something good and cold to drink. We'll even say, thank you, Lord, for letting me and my family go on vacation. But you know what? We don't enjoy it. We don't enjoy it. What's wrong with us, church? What's wrong with the people around us? Why can we not enjoy the good things of God? You know what He says? He says, I look and it's common among men. He said, the hand of God has blessed you. He said, you have been given much. You have been given riches. You have been given wealth. You have been given so many blessings from God. They come from the hand of God. He said, but you know what is an evil thing? It's like a disease, and I see it common among everybody. Ain't nobody enjoying it. They're not enjoying it. You know what, ladies? The next time that you complain about how much clothes you have to wash, you know what you ought to do? Start throwing them away. Think about it. Wouldn't it be better not to have it than to have it and not be thankful for it? The next time you complain about having to keep them cars service, sell them. Wouldn't it be better not to have the car than to have the car and complain about it the whole time that we have it? I'm just being real, Williams, this morning. You say, man, I'm going to tell you one thing. I hate paying that power bill. Cut the air off. Cut her off, son. I mean, just go out there and pull the plug on the whole house. Wouldn't it be better for everyone to sit by candlelight at night and warm up a Vienna sausage over the flame? Wouldn't it be better? I'm being real. Wouldn't it be better to be able to do that than to be miserable and complain and be down and out all the time over the gifts from God, over the blessings that God that created the heaven and the earth, that spoke everything into existence, that by His loving and gracious hand has graciously blessed us with all the blessings in life? Wouldn't it be better just to get rid of it than to have it all and not be thankful and be grateful for it? Man, when I got to thinking about what this scripture is really teaching us, when I got to thinking about all that it's saying, I said, you know what? I've seen the good. I've seen the blessings of life. I've seen the gift of God that He has blessed us with health. He has blessed us with strength. He has blessed us with a job. He has blessed us with houses, with land, with clothes, with shoes. You say, I got too many shoes. Throw them things in the trash. Take them down to Goodwill and get rid of them. Get rid of all of it. Wouldn't it be better not to have it at all than to have it and complain about it the whole time that you have it? He said, it's evil. He said, it's like a disease. And He said, everywhere I look, I see it. I see it everywhere. God's given much, but we don't have the heart to enjoy it. Wow. He said, what happens is, He says, then God lets a stranger eat it. Lamentations 5:2 says, our inheritance is turned to strangers and our houses to aliens. He said, this is vanity. He said, it's empty. He said, God has blessed us with much, yet we do not enjoy the blessings from God's hand. We do not enjoy the blessings from God's table. I was reading a commentary about these verses, and this one writer said this. He said, it is madness to live poor so you can die rich. Did you hear that? It is madness to live poor so you can die rich. He says, the limbs are loaded with figs, but you eat thorns. I began to think about that, and I thought, you know, every single one of us knows someone like this. They have plenty, but they complain, and they grumble, and they whine, and they won't spend a dime. What a madness it is to live poor and die rich. You say, what are you trying to teach us, preacher? You trying to teach us that we all need to leave here and just go blow everything that we have? Oh, no. No. I'm trying to tell you, according to what I'm reading right here in these scriptures, why don't you just start enjoying what God's give you? Why don't you enjoy what God's give you? I was talking to a friend of mine the other day. He attends this church, and God blessed him with something. And he has it in his garage. And he told me the other day, he said, you know what, preacher? He said, I went out to my garage. I put me a CD in. I was listening to some good gospel music. He said, I turned that thing wide open. He said, I shut the door on my garage. He said, I got me some cleaner and a rag. And I started cleaning on what God had given me. And he said, the whole time I was cleaning on this item, he said, I prayed this prayer. Listen now. He said, I prayed this prayer. He said, God, don't ever let me put this in front of you. He said, but Lord, let me always be thankful for what you've blessed me with. So thankful for the gift that God had given him. So thankful that the hand of God, the hand of our Creator, reached down and said, enjoy this. This is a blessing that I want to give you. I don't know what it is about us. I don't know why we can't enjoy our homes. I don't know why we can't enjoy the vehicle that we're driving. I don't know why we can't enjoy the clothes, the shoes, the food. You say, yeah, but if you eat what I eat, boy, let me tell you what I'm hooked on right now. Peanut butter and banana sandwiches. I told my wife, I said, when you go to the grocery store, she said, what do you want? The only thing that I desire right now is peanut butter and banana. You give me some peanut butter and banana on some bread and a cold glass of milk, and this might sound gross to you, and a bag of Cheetos, it's serious at my house. I'm thankful for it. I'm thankful for it. You know where it come from? It come from God. I had a guy tell me something this morning at 8:30 service. He said, you think that peanut butter and banana's good? He said, put raisins on it next time. I was like, he said, oh, that's the blessings of God. We read on down and we see, he says, you have a house that's full of kids in verse number 3, and it represents joy. He said, what if you live to be as old as Methuselah? That's what I put down. But you don't enjoy what God's given you. He said, it's like having no burial. It's like being like Jezebel that was destroyed. He said, verses number 4 and 5 of chapter 6, it says, it's almost like it's better that you never even was born. Be better off. Verse 6 goes on and teaches us, if you live 2,000 years, you don't enjoy the blessings of God, God's grace, God's forgiveness, the love of God. And then it reminds us in chapter number 6, you know what? We're all going to die one day. Every single one of us, the day we was born is the day that we all begin to die. And I'm going to tell you what I'm learning. I'm learning life is like a vapor. It appears for a little while and then it vanishes away. You know what? Yesterday, I was 12 and 13 years old riding a bicycle up and down Cub Road. 2 days later, I'm getting married. 2 days later, I'm having kids. 2 days later, I'm a papaw. You know what I'm finding out? Life is fast. You know what's the sad part about it? I'm blessed. I'm blessed. God's blessed me with a house out in Leicester. God's blessed me with clothes on my back, shoes on my feet. God's blessed me with peanut butter and banana sandwiches. God's blessed me with a wife and kids. God's blessed me with grandbabies. God's blessed me to be able to pastor one of the greatest churches in all the world. I believe this. But yet, all the blessings from God, all that God hands us, handfuls of purpose, yet we go through this life. We don't even enjoy the blessings of God. We don't enjoy it. He said, I look everywhere. It's common. He said, it's like a disease. It's evil. Why can't people enjoy what God's given them? Why can't people enjoy what God's given you? You say, man, I got a fishing pole. I ain't been fishing in years. Get to fishing. You say, man, I got a boat that ain't been in the lake and I couldn't tell you when. Get to the lake. You say, man, you better enjoy life. But always remember, keep God first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness and all these other things, they'll be added unto you. We go through life, we're the most miserable people on the face of the earth. And God's blessed us. If you're blessed this morning, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. We're blessed. We're blessed. Enjoy the blessings of God. Let me share this last verse and then we'll close. Miss Gina, you care to come to the piano and get ready? I feel like we need to have an altar call this morning of thanking God for all that He's done for us. An altar call this morning of thanking God for all that He's done for us. And pray and ask God to help us enjoy the blessings of God. Let me go ahead and throw this out here. Next time you're cleaning them three bathrooms, shut two of them down. Think about it now. I don't know what it is about these bathrooms. I'm telling you, I'm getting sick and tired of cleaning all these bathrooms in this house. Board the doors up on all of them but one. Why are y'all laughing? Board the doors up on all of them but one. Let the whole family use that thing. You say, I don't have but one. You're doing better than a lot of people that has more than one. Because they can't keep two or three clean. And you know what? Instead of enjoying the blessings of God, they're complaining about them. You know what? These hardwood floors, they're so dusty. They're so dusty. They're so dusty. Hey, listen. Listen. Rip them babies out. Go home today, get you a crowbar, get you a hammer, and go to busting them babies out of there. Open the windows, throw all that wood out in the front yard. You don't even need to dust that plywood, just leave it there. You don't even need to ever clean, you don't even have to mop plywood. Don't pull the nails up out of it neither, just leave them babies. You say, you are ridiculous. You're just trying to be funny. You're almost making me mad. You know what He says in the Scriptures? He said, it's like a disease. It's evil for God to give you all that He's given you from His hand and you don't even enjoy what He's given you. What I'm preaching is not foolish. I'm preaching the Scriptures. What I'm trying to remind us is, it's God's blessed us and we need to be thankful for His blessings. Ain't no way I'd put a pool in the backyard. Them things ain't nothing but an expense. You have to clean them. Listen, I found out with the plastic pools when the kids was little, they get bugs in them too. Hey, if you don't want that pool back there no more, fill that baby full of concrete. Get a dump truck and fill it full of dirt and plant flowers on it. No, you'd complain because you got to weed the flowers. I'll tell you what, build me a pool and I'll keep it clean for you. I don't know which. Hey, the blessings. I'm trying to get this last verse. The blessings of God, they come. It's gifts from God. You've worked hard. God's blessed you. God's poured out blessings on you. But you know what you say? Sick of it, man. Tired of it. Tired of fooling with it. Be better not even to have it. Let's close in this verse. Verse number 8 of chapter 6. For what hath the wise more than the fool? What hath the poor that knoweth to walk before the living? It's questions. That word wise there means the intelligent. That word fool means the uneducated and the unlearned. Did you know what? Did you know that the poor enjoy the same as the wise? The poor enjoy the same as the rich? No, that can't be true. They have bread. They have water. They have shelter. They enjoy the comforts of life. Did you know, besides bread, water, shelter, and clothing, anything extra than that is comforts of life? You say, yeah, but that poor guy down the road, he don't have the kind of shoes I have. All righty. Yours costs $200. His costs $20. But he's got shoes. You say, yeah, but that poor guy down there, he don't have what I have. He's eating peanut butter and banana. I'm eating fillets. He went to bed full. He went to bed full. Are you hearing me? Let me go ahead and give you this and we'll get ready to close. A lot of these shirts that I got on, some of them come from the Goodwill. Some of them come from the thrift shop down the road. And you know what? I got a gift card one time from somebody in this church, and it was a blessing. I am not throwing off on it. I am thankful from the blessings of God. They give me a gift card for $100 to this soup place. I ain't going to tell you the name of it. I told my wife, I said, I can go in there and buy me a suit. $100. I'll get me a coat and a pair of pants. I went in this joint. I said, how you folks doing? They said, we're doing good. How can we help you? I said, I come in here to get me a suit. I got a gift card for $100. That woman went. She said, we can go over here and show you the shirts. I said, well, I'll get me a shirt and a tie. She said, not for that gift card you want. I said, well, I'll get me a shirt and a pair of socks. She said, it'll cost you a little bit extra. I said, what can I buy in this place for $100? She said, you can get a tie, or you can get a shirt, or you can get a couple of pair of socks, but you're not going to get a shirt and a tie. Can we measure you? You know what disappoints me more than anything? I have preached in that $80 shirt and not one of you noticed it. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? Phil, I preached in an $80 shirt and you didn't even say, nice shirt, preacher. $80 for a shirt, and my pits got sweaty in that thing and I had to take it home and wash it in an $80 shirt. Tell me about that, Zach. But you know what I found out? That $80 shirt don't look no different than this $5 shirt. It don't. It don't. You say, yeah, but all my shirts cost $80. Are you thankful for them? Do you enjoy them? Or you just wad them up and throw them down with everything else? We got that $80 shirt framed. It's in my office downstairs. I'm kidding. You know what I'm finding out? A lot of people didn't know they was poor until they went to their neighbor's house. A lot of people wasn't worried about what they had until they found out what other people had. Then they got all worked up over it. Just wasn't enough. You know what we need to get back to? If you've got a $70,000 car parked in your carport, enjoy it. If you've got a $1,500 car parked in the parking lot, enjoy it. If you've got on a $2,000 outfit this morning, stand up. You better enjoy it. If you've got on a shirt or a dress or some shoes or some socks from Goodwill, you know what? You need to enjoy them. Because everything that we have in life comes from God and it's a gift. And you know what our problem is? We are not enjoying the blessings of God. You're not enjoying it. It's evil. It's a disease. It's sickening. But that's where we're at, Miss Gina. Let's make an altar call this morning. And during this altar call, instead of us asking Him, when's the last time you've come to an altar and thanked Him? Thank you, Jesus, for your blessings in my life. Thank you, Jesus, for your blessings in my life. He said, I look and I see something evil. It's all over. It's common everywhere you look. The gift of God and the hand of God has given people so much, but yet they do not enjoy what God's blessed them with. When's the last time you just said, thank you, Lord? Thank you for the shoes on my feet. Thank you for the clothes on my back. Thank you for the food in my refrigerator. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. When's the last time you just said this? Thank you for saving me, Lord. I'm going to heaven one day. Thank you, Lord. When's the last time you even just said this? Thank you for forgiving me, God. I was headed for hell. And you saved me and you forgive me. The blessings. And those that are blessed. What a madness to live poor and die rich. What a madness. What a tragedy. I know it's hard to come from the balcony down here and pray. But while you're up there and while you're down here, whether you're in the altar or whether you're not, would you just thank Him for what He's done for you? Just at least say, thank you, God.